So we talked about these yesterday at the end of the show, guys. How important average is in fantasy baseball? And oh, you're laughing at that.
Somebody just text me a picture of Todd Zola.
And we named the guys who had these high averages. And I asked you the question if we should be playing in OBP leagues going forward. And anyway, Scott, we had like 30 seconds to give your opinion, so I wanted to open that discussion back up to you, Scotty.
Yeah.
If general managers and owners care so much less about average now, more about on-base percentage, for instance, shouldn't we as fantasy players adapt as well? Like, in the NFL, we have adapted to point per reception leagues because receptions matter more, right?
Yeah.
Should we not adapt to fantasy baseball as well?
I think we've been doing that, you know, over the past decade or so, maybe decade plus. I don't think it matters what baseball does, necessarily. It's like, what fits the fantasy game the best? And I think, you know, labor was like that first expert league, and, you know, you had your standard 5x5. Tout Wars tried to be more progressive. Plus, you're seeing, you know, people playing in everything from 6x6 to 9x9. You know, what fits best? And on-base percentage, you're talking about when a guy, you know, walks, you talk about his batting eye, his plate discipline. So you're getting deeper. And we talk about fantasy football, and we've had a lot of discussions on this channel. Let's add more stats. And we say, in the end, I say, well, we don't think the mainstream will catch on to it. With fantasy baseball, let's be honest, there's less of a mainstream. Everybody who plays fantasy baseball, I believe, is on some sort of expert level. Otherwise, they can't compete.
Right.
So what makes the game more realistic? How right. can we advance the game? You don't look at that in football. In baseball, you say, how can we advance the game? For me, on-base percentage was a natural progression in Tout Wars. For me, the next big one is everybody talks about you can't chase wins. What about quality starts?
Yeah, I'm glad you got back to this. I forgot about this, Scotty.
Yep.
Scotty, I agree in principle with what Scott says, but I don't agree in how it's put in. Scott, do you know what a quality start is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I can get the exact definition up for you, but it's like when a pitcher pitches a certain amount of innings.
I play quality starts.
Yeah,
I
don't know it off the top of my head, but I know it.
It's at least six innings pitch, three earned runs.
Right.
Oh, I knew that.
Or less.
That's what I didn't want to quote it because I didn't know whether it was six or seven. I knew it was the three.
Yeah.
So, you know what that means? That's a 4.5 ERA.
Yep.
That's a joke in today's baseball.
I say, what's quality about that?
It can't be quality starts. We have to lower.
That's valid, Tony. But
I agree with what you're saying. Like,
in principle, you agree with what I say. We don't have to go with quality starts just because baseball does it.
Yeah.
You know, what is a stat that would reflect a pitcher's solid performance without attaching it to the win?
Right, we need to come out with an updated quality start because
I mean, we got Jake Seeley coming out with new stats all the time. You know, it's like people like that. And Fangraph, is there something like an advanced quality start that we can create?
I'm not creating
different metrics that haven't been accepted as of yet, but that's what we need. We need to get somewhere around 3.5 or less. That would be a quality start. And figure that one out and change that.
What's a fantasy quality start as opposed to a real quality start?
Well, even a real quality start, I think what we have is a lot like the average in the on-base percentage, is that we're just getting accustomed to certain things in baseball.
Right.
A held to the highest standards and tradition that we keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Because baseball is a game of tradition.
Well, it's not even that. I think fantasy is a game of tradition, right? Like, we talked about this before, Scotty. You have a lot of trouble moving things on in your league, right? Like, getting changes passed that, like, a lot of people do. Like, I've talked about in my leagues, like, to get no kickers when I don't believe kickers should be in there, like, to get
I'm
that
I'm not saying
passed.
In my leagues. I'm saying I hear a lot for a lot of listeners and users, like, well, why are you playing in week 17? Or why are you doing this?
Right.
Because we've done it that way forever.
Sure. Fine example as well. Yeah.
That's
fantasy is a game where we're just stuck in our traditions. And I feel like OBP and average are a great example, in my opinion, of something that should be changed, that like we should kind of move on into the future with.
I think we've seen the movement already in that direction.
I wonder if it should
Nando DeFino's very against it. He hates on-base percentage.
Good for Nando.
Well, I've got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Does fantasy baseball, is it supposed to emulate real baseball? Or is it its own unique game?
I think it's its own unique game. I mean, we're talking about, you know, we don't have two catchers on the field. You know, we don't have five outfielders.
Right.
We don't have 23-man rosters playing all at once. You know, I think it's an adaption. It's a game unto itself.
Sure.